Let's Educommunicate. We are a group of second year compulsory secondary education from Jose de Churriguera School. This is our first time on radio, and we are going to do a radio program in English.
Today, we are going to speak about social media. We are going to play a piece of radio theater. We are going to speak about endangered and abandoned animals. And finally, we are going to interview our English teacher, Ruben, and our new student, Yasser.
Second year compulsory secondary education, and we are going to play a radio drama. Before we begin the story, we are going to introduce ourselves. We are Javi, Maria, Ruben, and Eva.
My name is Ruben.
I am 14 years old. I like football and I don't like reading books.
My name is Javi. I am 14 years old. I like playing football. And I play football in a football team. I don't like study much and I'm very talkative.
Hello, my name is Maria. I am 14 years old. I like fruit. I love sport. I don't like violence. I am very talkative.
I am Eva. I am 14 years old. I love listening to music and playing football. I don't like playing volleyball. I am very talkative too. On the 24th of December, in a small house in Germany, there was a poor family, Jason, Mary and their son Timmy. It was 3 o'clock in the morning. Timmy was sleeping while his parents watched TV. Suddenly, Timmy woke up and saw a shadow coming towards him.
Damn! Mom! Help! There is a person in my room!
His parents heard the scream and ran to his room, but Timmy wasn't there. They looked over the house for him, but he wasn't in any of the rooms.
Timmy, this is strange. We should call the police.
We can call the police. There is no internet. I think we should get out of the house and go to the police station.
I think that's a good idea, but we can't leave the house without him.
You are right. I am going to go to the bathroom again. You can go to our bedroom. Maybe Timmy will be there.
When Jason went to the bathroom, he found Timmy dead.
No, Timmy, you are only 5 years old.
Jason was hugging Timmy when suddenly the man appeared again. Jason saw him and was speechless. The man was dressed as a clown.
Who are you? What have you done to my son?
Mary heard noises in the bathroom and went there. In the bathroom, Timmy and Jason were dead next to the clown.
What have you done? My family, my beautiful family.
The clown left the house and Mary went to live in French because she was no longer happy. 3 years later, the clown visited her house.
Do you remember me, Mary?
Yes, Dad, I remember you perfectly well.
How did you know it was me?
Before you let Mom and me, you always wore this costume you make us laugh. The police are coming now.
I know. I've come to say goodbye.
The police arrived and arrested the clown. A few months later, Mary died of an accident. Or maybe it was not an accident.
Talk about abandoned and endangered animals. But first, we are going to introduce ourselves.
Hello, I am Paco. I have black hair, little chicken, and in for Romania.
Hello, I'm Alejo. I'm tall, I wear glasses, I love Spider-Man, and I'm from Spain.
Hello, my name is Samuel. I am sure I have curly hair. I like to play video games. And I am from Colombia.
Hello, I'm Dania. I have brown and curly hair. I love animals and I'm from Spain.
Hello, I'm Samuel. I'm sure I have blonde and short hair. I love cars and I'm from Spain.
Hello,
And now let's speak about abandoned and endangered animals.
There are more than 7.7 million species of animals on the planet, and more than 20% are in danger of extinction. A species is considered to be in danger of extinction when all the animals in this group are at risk of disappearing from the Earth. Since life emerged on Earth, its animal kingdom has been changed many times. For several reasons, five great species extinctions occurred. They are known as the five mass extinctions.
The action of humans has been endangering the planet for a long time, and is close to what scientists call the sixth great extinction. Now I'm going to read the list of the 11 most endangered animal species: mountain gorilla, polar bear, Iberian lynx, white rhinos, snow leopard, panda bear, common chimpanzee, pangolin, Bornean orangutan, axolotl, and bluefin tuna.
5,200 species of animals are currently in danger of extinction. 11% of birds, 20% of reptiles, 34% of fish, and 25% of amphibians and mammals. The destruction of habitats, climate change, hunting, illegal trafficking, and the introduction of exotic species are the main causes of the disappearance of species.
Most times, one has 20 and dog and cats were abandoned or lost in days 17 in Spain. In Spain, 71 has more than 170 animal abandoned and bear similar figures than Tom has for bears.
According to report by National Geography in Spain, 286,000 dogs and cats arrived at shelter abandoned, lost or given up by their owners in the 2020. More than half of them were dogs and the rest were cats.
In Spain, more than 258,000 animals were abandoned in Spain. There's more than 700 animals under UNO Spain station out in Spain. In or go to Amber Dice.
In conclusion, we have to take care of the planet to save the animals. Bye bye.
Estás escuchando la emisora comunitaria de Leganés.
About social media, but first we are going to introduce ourselves.
Hello, I am Nayara. I am 50 years old. I like drawing and I don't like reading.
Hello, my name is Sharon.
I am 14 years old. I like listening to music and I don't like eating vegetables.
Hello, my name is Samuel. I'm 14 years old. I love football and I don't like sailing.
Hello, I am Diego. I'm 13 years old. I like football and I don't like reading books.
Hello, my name is Teresita. I'm 14 years old. I like cooking and I don't like studying.
Social networks are a series of digital platforms that allow the connection and interaction between different people, as well as dissemination of information. Within Spain, and according to the numbers of the study We Are Social, we find that the list of the most used social networks based on the millions of users they have are WhatsApp, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok.
WhatsApp is a social media mainly used for messaging, that is, to send and receive messages through the internet, as well images, videos, voice audios, documents, location, and contacts. It can be used to make video calls with several participants at the same time. WhatsApp is a very popular app around the world. It was created in 2009 only for iOS, and a year later it came for Android. In 2014, it was bought by Facebook.
Instagram is an application that allows users to upload photos and videos with the option to put a filter or frame. This app was created in October of 2010 in San Francisco by two computer scientists named Kevin Systrom and Mike Rear. Some of the uses of Instagram are: you can choose who you want to see your images, you can chat, you can have a private account and choose your followers, and you can find out about current news.
YouTube is a website of American origin. It was created on February 14, 2005 in San Mateo, California. On this app, you can share and see videos, movies, video clips, listen to music and watch TV shows.
TikTok is a global community of short videos. With this app, you can discover, create, and edit amazing videos and share them easily with your friends and the whole world. You can use special filters, fun stickers, and a lot more.
This is all. I hope you like it.
Let's go. Hello, we are Ainhoa, Emilio, Javi, Jaser, and Karime, and we are going to interview our English teacher, Ruben. But first, we are going to introduce ourselves.
Hello, my name is Emilio. I am short. I have brown and short hair. I am impatient. I like playing FIFA 22. I don't like dishonest people.
Hello, my name is Javi. I am tall. I have long hair. I am very talkative. I like football and my favorite team is Atlético de Madrid. I don't like study.
Hello, my name is Yasser. I am a calm and relaxed person. I like hazels and nightingale music. I don't like spiders.
Hello, my name is Ainhoa. I am short. I have long, straight and brown hair. I am quiet and calm. I like drawing. I don't like doing homework.
Hello, my name is Karime. I am short and I have long and straight hair. I am friendly. I like rollerblading. I don't like reading. We are going to interview our teacher, Ruben, to get to know him better. What do you like most about being a teacher?
Hello. Well, thank you for interviewing me. Okay, I like a lot of things, but mostly that I spend a lot of time with young people, and I learn a lot being with you. So yes, I like being with young people. Yes.
What do you like to do most in your free time?
Well, as you can see, I really like doing radio. I also love spending time with my children, because I have two children, a daughter and a son. I love playing music, and I really enjoy riding my bike. For example, last Sunday I rode for 100 kilometers, so just riding my bike is also one of my favorite free time activities.
What would you like to be in the future?
Well, I would like to continue being a teacher, of course. I really like teaching English. And well, if possible, I would also like to continue teaching radio and maybe communication. So, well, yes, teaching is what I want to do.
Why did you decide to become a teacher?
Well, I think I want to change the world. I didn't always wanted to be a teacher, but now I really want to, yeah.
How do you like your students to be?
Well, everybody's different, so I cannot choose my students one way or another. But of course, if you ask questions and if you are interested, that's something that we all really like, I think.
If you had not been a teacher, what would you have liked to be?
Well, as you can see, and I said, I really like radio, so maybe a journalist, kind of journalist, I would have liked to be. And actually, in my free time, I do so. So in a way, I am already a sort of a journalist, and that is also a profession I really like.
Do you like your job?
Yes, I love my job. I love being a teacher. Sometimes it's not that easy because, as you know, a lot of things happened at school. But yes, I really like being a teacher, yes.
If they told you to go to a country, what would it be?
Well, that's a difficult question because I would like to visit so many countries that maybe choosing one wouldn't be fair. But, well, I am an English teacher, so, well, why not visiting England, actually? This Easter I'm going to London to see my family there. So, yes, England is the next country I'm going to visit.
What did you want to be when you were little?
Well, I don't think I wanted to be a teacher at all. So maybe, I don't know, a football player or even a bullfighter because, I have been related to that for a long time. But I don't like it anymore, I mean. So I don't know, maybe something different, but most probably not a teacher, that's for sure, yeah.
What do you prefer, the mountain or the beach?
Well, I really like both of them, okay? And in summer, going to the beach is really is really a good thing. But I think I prefer the mountain because you can walk, you can be around, between the trees, you can ride your bike, maybe the mountain, but both of them are okay, yeah?
What city in Spain would you like to visit?
Well, I would like to visit many cities, maybe Cáceres, because it's a city that I don't know, that has a lot of history, and, well, a lot of people have spoken very well about that city to me, so, yes, I think now I would like to visit Cáceres.
What is your favorite season of the year?
Well, probably winter, because I really like the cold weather. I mean, I like summer because we have holidays, But in winter you can wear a lot of clothes, you can do sports more easily. Yes, maybe winter.
What is your favorite music style?
My favorite music style? That's a difficult question. I really like all kind of music, but maybe rock.
Can you describe yourself?
Well, as you can see, I am very talkative. I consider myself a creative person, and I am always thinking about ways of changing things and improving the environment and the things around me. Yeah.
What are you like?
Well, I am really, really talkative, and maybe I should focus more on the things that I am doing, because I am doing so many things at the same time that it is not a good thing. So I think I am not quite structured, and that's something I have to change about myself.
What is your favorite sport?
Well, without any place to doubt, my favorite sport is cycling. I love cycling, and I normally come to school by bike. Not today, I couldn't do it today, but I normally come to school by bike, yeah.
What is your favorite job?
Well, my favorite job, indeed, is a teacher. I love being a teacher, so yes, I think that teaching is something that is really, at least for me, is something that is really good.
You teach English, but what other subjects do you like?
Well, I am teaching English at the moment. What I studied for. But I have also taught Spanish language, history, and some other subjects, and I really enjoy it. For example, when dealing with literature or with syntax, I really like syntax. I know I am a weirdo, but it's something that it is really nice for me. So teaching Spanish, communication, history are also other subjects that I really love.
How old are you?
How old am I? I am 41 now, but I will be 42 soon.
How long have you been a teacher?
Well, I have been a teacher for a long while. I actually finished studying English philology in the year 2004, and since then I have been teacher. I have been teaching in different situations. Well, as a teacher in state school, in public school, I have been since 2008. Okay, but before that, I was already teaching.
What song do you want to listen to say goodbye?
Well, I'm going to play one of my favorite bands, which is Stone Roses. They are a very old band, I know. And this song is called Elephant Stone. I hope you like it. We'll be right back.
Now we are going to interview Yasser. It's a new student in our class. Hi, Yasser.
Hi.
What is your favorite film?
Pizza.
Do you like this school?
Yes.
Do you have brothers or sisters?
No.
What music do you want to listen to finish?
Begging.
Put your loving hand out, baby.
Where are you from?
Honduras.
What is your favorite film?
Steel Giant.
What do you like to do in your free time?
Play video games.
What's your favorite subject?
Music.
Riding high when I was king. I played it hard and fast, but everything. I walked away, you want me then. But easy come and easy go, and it would end. So anytime I bleed, you let me go. Yeah, anytime I feel, you got me, no. Anytime I see, you let me know. But the plan and see, just let me go. I'm on my knees when I'm begging, cause I don't wanna lose you.
And remember, if you can participate, you can call at 916-933-8892. I'm begging, begging you, and put your love in the hand out, darling.
Today we have spoken about social media. We have played a piece of radio theater. We have spoken about endangered and abandoned animals. And finally, we have just interviewed our English teacher Ruben and our mate Yasser.
This was all. We hope you have liked this episode of Let's Educommunicate. If you want to listen more of our program, you can visit us on www.econleganes.org, audio.urcm.net or radiochurri.blogspot.com.
Tenemos una llamada en directo en la emisora comunitaria de Leganés. ¿Con quién hablamos?
Con María.
Hola María. Bueno, ¿has escuchado el programa que acaban de hacer los alumnos del José de Churriguera, a la clase de segundo D? Han hecho un programón en inglés. ¿Lo has escuchado, María?
Sí, sí, lo he escuchado.
Bueno, ¿y qué te ha gustado?
Me ha gustado mucho, mucho.
Bueno, ¿qué le diríais a los alumnos que lo han estado escuchando? Porque faltan todavía más alumnos por venir. ¿Qué le dirías? ¿Qué consejo le daríais?
Les diría que se relajen y que lo sigan haciendo, que lo están haciendo muy bien.
Muy bien. Pues María, no sé si nos quieres decir algo más, algún apunte.
No, no.
¿No? Vale, mira, tienes aquí a un montón de compañeros todavía. Tenemos a Samuel, a Paco, a Tania, a Eva. No sé si te quieren decir algo.
¡Ey, María! ¡Hola, María!
¡Hola!
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 ¿Te ha gustado el programa?
Sí, sí, me ha gustado mucho. Muy bien.
Bueno, podemos repetir otro día, ¿no?
¿Te lo has visto todo?
Sí, te lo he visto todo.
Sí, ¿lo has escuchado entero?
Entero, entero.
Muy bien. Bueno, si queréis, podemos hacer más radio durante la tercera evaluación, ¿vale? Sí. Pero tendríamos que prepararlo, dada la experiencia, lo bien que ha quedado, muy bien. Y ahora, María, no os marchéis, que nos vamos a hacer afuera una foto para acordarnos, ¿vale? Tania, ¿quiere decir algo?
¿Qué programa te ha gustado más?
El de la historia de terror.
La historia de terror ha quedado muy bien, desde luego, ¿sí?
Sí, sí.
Bueno, chicas, chicos, no sé si queréis que nos despidamos, ¿sí? Bueno, que lo habéis hecho genial, ¿vale? Así que hasta la próxima. Nos escuchamos en la emisora comunitaria de Leganés o en Radio Churri.
Adiós.
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 Estás escuchando Radio Churri. Somos la voz del Instituto José de Churriguera. Estos son tus micros. Hazte escuchar.